Welcome to this coverage of Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ, presented by Fairman Orthodontics, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Mirror Electric, Cracker Barrel, United Steelworkers International 248, Park City Credit Union, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Tomahawk Ace Hardware, Rhinelander Auto Center, Tomahawk Builder Supply, Mitch Bayer Construction, IAM, Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Custom Accounting Services, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Hilgi's LP Gas, Heritage Chevrolet, Tomahawk Community Bank, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Bowman Chiropractic Center, Tomahawk Eye Care, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk McDonald's, and Shuny Trucking and Excavating. Now it's time for exciting Hatchet play-by-play action on WJJQ. Here's Hunter Baumgart.
We have frigid temps outside, but it is heating up inside the field house for Friday night Hatchet Hoops on WJJQ as the Anago Red Robins girls basketball team is in town to take on the Tomahawk Hatchets. The Anago Red Robins are hungry for a win in the midst of an 8-game losing streak. Meanwhile, the Hatchets have lost their last 3 games and want to stop their losing streak before it gets any longer. Both teams want and need a win and are set to battle tonight in front of the Hatchet faithful. I am Hunter Baumgart, and welcome to Hatchets Girls Basketball on WJJQ here tonight as Tomahawk. Good to be back at home. They haven't been at home since December 17th, so 20 days on the road. Of course, games on the road. They practice here, but not in front of the Tomahawk faithful, and they're excited to be back home and show the fans how much they've improved since last time out. Tomahawk 3-7 overall, 0-5 in the conference, looking for their first conference win of the season. Meanwhile, Anago is 1-12 overall, 1-3 in the conference. These two teams make up the bottom two teams in the Great Northern Conference, so it should be a battle here tonight as the battle for above the basement, right? The team that wins this game will be not last in the conference, and I think that, you know, matters to both teams. This is both teams, coming in, like I mentioned, you know, 3 or less wins, but it's a game both teams think that they can win. And so both teams are going to come out and play hard tonight. And Tomahawk, obviously, you want that first conference win, get the monkey off your back, so to speak. And that's what Tomahawk will look to do tonight. We'll continue the Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show next. You are listening to Hatchets Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
This is Dr. Jen from Fairmont Orthodontics, providing a professional service to families right here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. At Fairmont Orthodontics, we offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic care in a relaxed, family-friendly environment with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces and Invisalign, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve your overall confidence. Call 715-359-1910 to schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or me, Dr. Jen. You're just a phone call away to achieving the smile you've always wanted. That's 715-359-1910. We are proud to have been providing exceptional orthodontics for every age for over 36 years, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show continues here at the Fieldhouse. Tomahawk Hatchet girls basketball on WJJQ as the Hatchets face the Anago Red Robins here tonight. Anago 1-12 on the season, 1-3 in the GNC. Tomahawk 3-7 overall and 0-5 in the GNC. Anago has lost 8 in a row. They went 0-2 last week in the Menominee Holiday Tournament. Meanwhile, Tomahawk played in the Elman Bancroft Holiday Tournament. They lost games to both Wautoma and Montello. But before that, before Tomahawk lost 3 in a row, they did win 2 of 3 in mid-December. So they built off of that, and you'll hear from head coach John Long in just a couple of minutes about what they can build and improve on still as we go into January. Last game for Tomahawk was a loss by a lopsided fashion, 62-15 to Lakeland on Tuesday. Last game for Anago was also on Tuesday. They lost to Shawano, 60-44. The last win for Anago was against Northland Pines back on November 30th. A 50-43 victory. Last win for Tomahawk, like I mentioned, came in mid-December. And Tomahawk, you know, it's going to be about scoring the basketball, because the most they have scored in a conference game this year so far has been 18 against Medford. And so they obviously want to get to that 20 mark and continue to score more tonight, and they'll be able to against an opponent like Antigo here tonight. We'll continue to talk keys of the game as the Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show continues. But next, I want you to hear from the head coach of the Tomahawk Hatchets girls basketball team, John Long. You'll hear from him next right here on the Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show.
If your bank isn't providing you with the service you deserve, maybe it's time to change banks. Hi, this is Angie from Tomahawk Community Bank, Merrill Community Bank, our local branch location. What makes us different from other financial institutions? You do. We are a mutual community bank, which means as a depositor, we are owned by you and not by stockholders. The earnings we generate have one purpose, to be invested back into the community and the community members we serve. We have products to meet every need, and if the thought of changing your automatic deposits and withdrawals is holding you back, don't let it. Our friendly staff is ready to help you make those changes with ease. We are FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. Give us a call at 453-2144 or 536-7133. Choosing a bank that's right for you has never been easier when you make the switch to Tomahawk Community Bank and Merrill Community Bank.
Leading the Northwoods forward, Tomahawk Community Bank.
Today we're joined by Stephanie Ahrens, Doctor of Physical Therapy at Health and Motion here in Tomahawk. Stephanie, if you were able to sum up what you folks over at Health and Motion do in less than a minute, what would you have to say?
Hi, Greg. Wow, less than a minute? I'll try. First of all, I'd like everyone to know that physical therapy is for anyone experiencing pain or movement issues of any kind. We treat and see patients of all ages and conditions. Next, I would say that Health in Motion has been around since 1994 and has many tools and techniques to help keep you moving, including the Newbie, which is a cutting-edge technology that is only offered by Health in Motion. Physical therapy is extremely cost-effective. We accept most major insurances and have cash-based options too. Most times, a referral is not needed to come see us. Finally, I'd really want people to know that we are a team of highly skilled, friendly folks that are genuinely concerned about keeping you moving.
Call Health in Motion at 453-6650 or the website himwi.com.
So come on, choose Health in Motion for you.
Welcome back to the Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show as we get you set for Tomahawk Hatchets girls basketball here tonight as the Hatchets host the Antigo Red Robins at the Field House. And let's talk to the coach. The head coach of the Tomahawk Hatchets girls basketball team is John Long. I had a chance to talk to him on the Sports Queue on Wednesday night, and the first question I asked him was, the team participated in the Allman Bancroft Holiday Tournament last week, and I asked him how that went for his team.
You know, it was a good learning experience for us. Our first game, we had a tough Ottumwa team, and we played in the first half. We played one of the best halves we played all season. I thought our defense was pretty good, and probably one of our better outings. And offensively, I thought we moved the ball really well. We knocked down a few shots. I think we were down by 10 at halftime. We played right with them, and in the second half, I think we just got kind of physically and mentally wore down, and we just couldn't keep up with them. They were a strong team. But I thought that first half really showed a ton of improvement and resolve in the kids. And then the next day, unfortunately, we had one of those letdown games where it was a team that you know, we probably should have competed with, and it was probably went from our best half to probably our worst game of the season. Mm. And we're going to have that, you know, and back-to-back games for the first time this season, and missing a couple kids with the holidays, and so that was a little tough.
Yeah, you know, despite the results, and like you said, the first time you've had back-to-back games this season, are those types of tournaments nice, though, so you can have some game action, you know, during the holiday break?
Yeah, you know, I know that not everybody likes them, you know, all the holidays and stuff, but I think it's a great way for the girls to kind of stay with, you know, instead of having a huge break and coming back and kind of having to get back into the swing of things, it allows you to kind of keep working on your skill set and stay sharp and continue to improve on stuff. And it's a different atmosphere having a tournament, you know, where you've got multiple games going on and your back-to-back games. I think it's a good experience for the kids.
For sure. John Long joining us here on the Sports Q tonight, head coach of the Tomahawk Hatchets girls basketball team. And now that we're, you know, 10 games or so into this season, how is the team overall gelling as everybody kind of gets to know each other better and better as the season goes on?
You know, I think we're in a little bit of a unique situation because we don't have a lot of numbers. You know, we've got four seniors, and we have a couple of juniors that haven't played, and then a couple of sophomores, and then all freshmen. So it's a big mix, you know, and you've got difference in ages there. And so it's taken us a little bit to gel. I do think that it's a really good group of girls in terms of they come to practice and they come to work every day. They do what we ask, and they're showing a lot of improvement. We have a long way to go? Yeah, we have a long way to go, but I think that I'm very encouraged by the attitude and the effort that the kids are putting in, and we're starting to see some results.
And you mentioned a couple, you know, some things that you've improved on so far. What are those, you know, specific things that you've felt that the team has improved on so far this season?
Well, I mean, outside of the, you know, it's kind of tough to work on individual skill sets during the course of the season because you're teaching an offense and you're teaching a defense and you're teaching out of bounds plays and that kind of stuff. But we are getting better as shooters, as passers, those skills. But I've really been impressed with how the girls are learning the defense and, you know, the type of style that we want to play, kind of just a tough lockdown half-court type defense. We're very team-oriented defense. You know, we do predominantly play man, but we play really good help defense. And, you know, when we can get teams into that half-court set, we can, you know, we can cause some problems. And the girls are starting to see that. They're starting to really buy into that. And I think that is going to be part of, you know, who we are as a team. Offensively, you know, we're still working, you know, we're kind of having to change our offense on a weekly basis based on the type of defense we see. Mm. But now we're coming onto that stretch where we're playing conference teams for the second time. And I think that is where you're going to start to see some major improvement.
Yeah, exactly. You know what to expect in each of the teams then and start to, you know, be able to face each and every team a couple of times, which is obviously going to help with familiarity there. John Long joining us here on the Sports Q tonight. And, you know, we'll get to your game specifically against Antigo coming up on Friday. But what are a couple of things, you know, you want to see your team improve on over the next, you know, say, a couple weeks?
Yeah, I think we're going to continue to build on that defensive identity. I would like to see us improve on our transition defense, you know, and teams that do kind of get up and run. I'm really liking where we're headed with our half-court defense. So now to improve on that transition defense and start taking away some of those easy buckets in transition that we're not recognizing when a team's getting back quickly and you know, rotating to get that, you know, that shooter and maybe that top person back, you know, as we continue to get more comfortable with that. And then, you know, we're going to throw in a zone defense too, to be able to combat certain situations. And I think it's good to expose the girls to different defenses. Offensively, you can change an offense and call different offenses different things, but, you know, your theme really stays true. And I think the more we move the ball, the better offensive team we are. And the girls are starting to really, I think, believe that, making that extra pass, how that can open up an easy bucket. And so I want us to continue to, you know, work on getting great looks, and then, you know, of course, our shooting percentage will increase.
Absolutely. And the final thing for you here, John, is this game coming up on Friday night, Antigo. You mentioned, you know, you're starting to come into the stretch where you're playing a team twice, Antigo. This is the first time you'll face them this season, but it will be at home. What do you know about the Antigo Red Robins as we look towards Friday?
Well, we're excited to get back home. We feel like we've been on the road a lot lately with that Christmas tournament and playing up at Lakeland, and we were in Butternut before that.
Yeah, December 17th. Yeah, December 17th. Yeah.
It's been a bit.
Yeah.
So we're excited to play in front of the Hatchet crowd. And the Antigo, you know, they've gotten better. You know, from the first time we watched film early in the season, you know, when we're watching them play some of the opponents we had earlier, we've got some film on them. And you know, the most recent film we've got, they've really improved as a team. They're going to be a challenge for us. It's a different type of team. They like to attack in the half-court set as opposed to some of these teams that we've got out and wanted to run against us. So, you know, I think part of that favors us. They've got some girls in the post that can really do some damage. That, I think, is going to be a bit of a challenge for us. You know, we play teams that are really good in the guard position, and now this will be the first team that, as a team, their identity is kind of in the post. So that'll be a new challenge for us, but I'm excited for it.
That is the head coach of the Tomahawk Hatchets girls basketball team, John Long, joining me here on the Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show. That conversation we were able to have Wednesday night on the Sports Queue. Well, it's about that time for tip-off here tonight between the Antigo Red Robins and the Tomahawk Hatchets. It's girls basketball in the Big Q. When we return, we'll give you the starting lineups and get this one underway. You're listening to the Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show right here on WJJQ.
As your local insurance agent in Tomahawk, Wisconsin, Calhoun Insurance helps you identify the insurance coverage that fits your needs best, personalized to help you make smarter choices about insurance. Calhoun Insurance Agency has the knowledge and combined experience of 30-plus years to help you better understand your coverage options, whether that's auto, home, renters, business, life, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or snowmobile insurance. Questions about Medicare and getting close to 65? Talk to Tim Calhoun. Calhoun Insurance Agency will provide you with the best customer service available anywhere. Call 224-3259 with questions or to set up an appointment. Calhoun Insurance Agency, just south of Hometown Feed Mill. Calhoun Insurance Agency is proud to support Hatchet Athletes.
Custom Accounting Services would like to be a part of your team, whether a business or individual. Custom Accounting Services will provide the highest level of service for your tax preparation, bookkeeping, or payroll. Custom Accounting Services providing professional service so you can relax and take the stress out of tax time or issues with the IRS. Stop by Custom Accounting Services, 208 West Mohawk Drive. Call 453-5248 for your appointment or if you have any questions. Custom Accounting Services, wishing all the Hatchet student athletes the best of luck in this sporting event.
I can see clearly now.
Everyone at Tomahawk Eye Care wants to wish all the boys and girls sports teams good luck. Tomahawk Eye Care offers comprehensive eye exams and in-house lab for faster processing of eyeglasses. For all your eye care needs, call Tomahawk Eye Care, 224-2200. That's 224-2200. Better quality, better service, better vision. At Tomahawk Eye Care, 1334 North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Tomahawk Eye Care, I care for you.
That wraps up the Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show here tonight between, as we get set for Hatchets girls basketball between Antigo and Tomahawk. Let's go through the starting lineups. Let's start with the Antigo Red Robins, 1-12, 1-3 in the conference. They are coached by Carla Wisbroker, and number one, Keelan Swizik, will start at sophomore, averages 6.1 points a game. Number 24, Nevaeh Malone, guard, sophomore, averages 4.2 points a game. Number 34, Lily Wakes, guard, averages 5.7 points a game. She's a junior. Also, Tristan Arlen, freshman, 3.7 points a game. And Sophie Schlevy, junior, averages 11.6 points per game to lead Antigo. Tomahawk Hatchets come in with a record of 3-7, 0-5 in the conference. They'll have the starters, Kiana Vacco, guard, 5'5". Also, Ella Jenlin, 5'9", senior. Haley Liebelt, also a senior, 5'9", forward. Gracie Barnett, forward, 5'9", senior. And Claire Albert, 5'7", freshman. All right, we are just about to tip things off. Tomahawk in the white jerseys, white shorts, blue numbers. Antigo in the purple, maroon, I guess you'd call it, maroon jerseys and shorts. Tip is secured by Antigo. Wakes with it, and we are underway, and we have a travel by Wakes right away for Antigo, and Tomahawk will get possession. Tomahawk and Antigo both trying to stamp losing streaks. Antigo's lost 8 in a row. Tomahawk's lost 3 in a row. Tomahawk coached by John Long, as you heard him just moments ago. And the pass by Albert is tipped out of bounds by Antigo, and Tomahawk will retain possession in front of Antigo's bench. All right, Albert looking for someone to pass it into. Gets it to Vacco, left side to Jenlin, right side to Albert on the right wing. Guarded by Wikes, all the way left side, skip pass to Jenlin. Back to Albert, right side. Finds Liebelt at the right elbow. Now passes it back out to Jenlin, left wing. Inside, left post to Barnett. Lost the dribble. Antigo picks it up. And Wikes will bring it down the floor for the Red Robins. Some good passes inside there. Just couldn't get a good shot off. All right, left side, it's Malone. Now top of the key to Wykes. Trying to find Swizik right side. Now goes back left side. A deep three for Malone. Swish. Nevaeh Malone for three. And it's 3-0 Anago early. Albert across the timeline for the Tomahawk Hatchets. Gets past the double team. And gets it in now to Barnett. Right block, tipped away. That's off of Anago. Tomahawk will get it under their basket. And Vaco will inbound. All right, Vaco will inbound it here. Looking for a hatchet. Gets it into Albert right wing. Albert, one dribble with the right hand. Now stops. Gets it to Barnett. Barnett, now top of the key to Jenlin. Jenlin, left side of Vaco. Now gets it on the way in the corner. Now inside to Barnett. Barnett up for two in the lane. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Anago. Great ball movement, though, and the coaches loved it. Jeremy Balke, Tim Albert, John Long, the coaching staff for Tomahawk, and they loved the ball movement there, just couldn't get the shot to go. Swizik, right side for Anago, averages 6.1 points a game. And now a foul inside, and we will see who it's going to be on. It's going to be on Tomahawk. The first foul is going to be on Haley Liebelt. Her first, team's first. All right, inbound quickly up. Swizik, no good. Rebound by Schlieve, puts back and good. Schlieve averages 11.5 points a game. She's got two. It's 5-0 Anago early. Claire Albert double-teamed and tries to get it to Barnett, but it's picked off. Intercepted by Malone, gets it to Wykes, and Anago going the other way. 5-0 Tomahawk down to Anago. Left side, Swizik thought about the three. Dribbles, now gets it to Malone. Open right side, two is good. And Malone now has five of the first 7 points. Timeout Tomahawk. And with 15:56 to go in the first half, it's 7-0 Anago. You're listening to Hatchets Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
Mitch Bayer Construction can help you make your dream home a reality. Fully licensed and insured, they've been building custom homes, garages, and remodeling projects in the Tomahawk Lake Nokomis area since 1981. Professional design and plan service to accommodate your needs as well. Call 453-5190. That's 453-5190 for Mitch Bayer Construction. Mitch Bayer Construction is also a proud Hatchet VIP sports sponsor. High school sports builds character, and they wish the Hatchets the best of luck.
Tomahawk down early, 7-0, just underway in this first half. Anago and Tomahawk in a GNC matchup of girls basketball teams tonight. You know, some of the keys from the coaches of Tomahawk: limit turnovers, hit open shots, convert from the free throw line. And they haven't quite gotten, have been able to, you know, hit the open shots yet, and they haven't gotten many open shots yet. I think they've only had one shot so far. They're already down 7-0. Albert trapped and gets it somehow while she spins and does a somersault. Gets it to Jenlin. Shot no good. Barnett gets the offensive board and gets a foul inside. That's a great rebound, and the coaching staff of Tomahawk very excited about that one. Barnett crashing, getting in, getting that offensive board and those second chance opportunities. Anago really does well with the second chance opportunities. Tomahawk will need to tonight. Vaco trying to get it in, does to Jenlin, lost it, got it back. Right wing into Liebelt. Liebelt stops, two short. Rebound gotten by Anago. Tomahawk unable to make a shot here early. Malone across the timeline for the Red Robins. Top of the key here for Anago. Deep three for Malone. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound Vaco coming the other way quickly for the Hatchets. They like to run. Let's see if they can. Albert gets it, but she traveled. They like to run in transition like that, just unable to convert there. And Malone bringing it up the floor for the Anago Red Robins. Turnovers early, the story for Tomahawk so far. Malone right side gets to Swizik. Swizik trying to find Schlieve inside. The ball's bouncing around. Anago comes out of there with it. Wykes with it on the left side, guarded by Vaco on the left wing. Dribbles a couple of times, passes it out. Malone, top of the key, and tries to split the defenders, but she traveled. And Tomahawk will go the other way. 3 minutes and 5 seconds into this one. 7-0 Anago. Vaco will inbound here for Tomahawk, trying to get on the board. Vaco looking for someone to get it into, gets it into Albert. Albert back to Vaco to get it over the timeline and does. Right wing to Barnett. Barnett inside to Liebelt. Liebelt in the lane, puts it up for two off the glass and good. And the Hatchets are on the board. Haley Liebelt for two from Barnett, and it's 7-2. As Emily Mackey gets ready to check in for Tomahawk at the next available opportunity. Right side, it is Swizik. Inside to Schlieve, up for two. That's off the back iron, no good. Rebound Tomahawk and a foul. Trying to go for the steal there was Tristan Arlen of Antigo, and instead she gets the foul. First foul on Antigo, and Tomahawk will get possession of the basketball. One foul now on, sorry, that's the second on Antigo. And Emily Mackey comes in for Jenlin. Must have missed one of the fouls on Antigo. So two fouls on Antigo, one on Tomahawk. All right, Vaco with it to Albert. Now they get it over the timeline. Back to Vaco, off and Antigo. Now into Liebelt. Liebelt tries to get it to Barnett, but overshot her. Had a good setup there. Just unfortunately overshot Barnett on the pass. Antigo will come back the other way. Antigo tries to really trap near the half-court line, and if you can pass it by them, you'll have numbers underneath the basket. Arlen up for two for Antigo. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, gotten by Vaco. And she'll bring it up quickly. Hatchett's coaches wanting them to go fast. Gets it all the way, cross-court pass to Albert in the lane, up for two. What a play! Claire Albert, a pass all the way across the court. She goes left side and banks it home. Claire Albert with her first points of the night, 7-4. Antigo intercepted. Claire Albert across the timeline. Albert in the lane, up for two. That's good. And the Hatchets are on a 6-0 run. It's 7-6 here at the Fieldhouse. Malone across the timeline for Antigo. One-point game about 4.5 minutes into this one. Albert tried to go for another steal. Didn't get it this time. Schlieve in the lane, up for two. No good, but a foul. Albert tried to go for another steal there and down the court. And that foul is going to be on Gracie Barnett, her first, team second. And at the line will be Tristan Arlen for Antigo. Free throw is up and off the rim, no good. And Jenlin comes back in now for Barnett of Tomahawk. All right, second free throw coming. And it is off the rim, no good, and a rebound by Emily Mackey. Hatchets will bring it up the floor, trying to push it quickly across the timeline. Gets it to Liebelt. Liebelt to Albert, top of the key, right wing now to Vaco. Inside to Jenlin, trying to get it to Liebelt. Up for two, off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, gotten by Arlen of Antigo. Good ball movement, though. Couldn't quite get the shot to go. And timeout, Antigo. With 12:57 to go, first half, we've got a good one. Hatchets on a 6-0 run, 7-6 Antigo. You're listening to Hatchets Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
This is Roger Schlegel at Heritage Chevrolet. We are all aware of the vehicle shortage, and thank you for understanding this unique situation. We are looking forward to new cars and trucks arriving in the weeks to come. If you would like to visit with us about buying an inbound unit or ordering a new Chevrolet the way you want it, come in and sit down with one of our sales staff and find out how we can make that happen. Remember, our service department is open daily. For any service work you need, just call 453-2119 for your appointment. Heritage Chevrolet, Tomahawk.
Tomahawk down just one, 7-6 to Antigo here, 12:57 to go in the first half. Antigo scored the first 7 points. Tomahawk has scored the last six. Albert with four, Liebelt with two for Tomahawk, five for Malone and two for Schlieve for Antigo. Malone will bring it across the timeline for the Red Robins, out of the Antigo timeout. Weeks with it, left side, beg your pardon. Across to Swizik. Baseline now throws it off of Tomahawk, and Antigo will retain possession. Swizik, I think, was about to step out of bounds and threw it off Tomahawk and out of bounds. Wise play there by the Antigo sophomore. Trying to get it into Schlieve. It's tipped, and the ball is grabbed by Schlieve, though, of Antigo. Malone inside to Wikes. Wikes up for two, no good. No call. Up for two now. Schlieve on the offensive board. She's so good at those putbacks, averages 11.5 points a game. She's got four. That ends the 6-0 run for Tomahawk. It's 9-6 Antigo. All right, Tomahawk will bring it down the floor. Tries to get it across to Vaco, and it's out of bounds, and Antigo will get possession of the basketball. 12:22 to go, first half, 9-6. Antigo with the lead and the basketball. Malone across the timeline here for the Red Robins, left side of Wikes. Wikes guarded by Vaco on the left wing. Couple of dribbles, now into Schlieve, up for two, double-teamed, and doesn't get the shot to go, rims out, and now the ball is tipped around, and coming out of there is Antigo, another opportunity. Offensive boards are something Antigo really prides themselves on, and so far it has really worked so far. Swizik down the baseline, out of bounds, off of Antigo, and Tomahawk will go the other way with it. And Gracie Barnett getting back ready to check in here. She'll come in for Haley Liebelt. So for the Hatchets, it's Vaco, Albert, Mackie, Barnett, and Jenlin out there for Tomahawk. 9-6, just under 12 to go. Pass inbounds to Mackie, tipped and out of bounds off of Tomahawk. Unforced error there. Tries to pass it all the way to half court. And unfortunately, one out of bounds off of the Hatchet. So Antigo will get the basketball. And Wykes will inbound it. They get it into Malone. Back to Wykes with it on the right wing. Now into Swierczyk. Now Swierczyk backs out for three. That's an air ball. And Barnett trying to come out of there with it. Hit it off her knee and out of bounds. I think she was a little surprised that didn't hit the rim. I think she was expecting it to. So once it came down to her, came down to her a little faster than she anticipated. 11:45 to go in this first half. 9-6 Antigo. Swierczyk in the lane, guarded by a couple of Hatchets. Gets it out to Schlieve. Schlieve. And Mackie just picked her pocket. Mackie going the other way for Tomahawk. Guarded by Malone to the baseline. Puts it up for two off the glass and good. What a sequence by Emily Mackie. Her first points of the night. It's 9-8 Antigo. 11:27 to go. All right, and ball is stolen again by Mackie. Across the timeline, into the lane, up for two, and that is tipped out of bounds by Antigo, and Tomahawk will retain possession. And a couple of Antigo in. Kaylee Krieger will come in. And Jenna Sharensky will also come in for the first time for Antigo. And here we go. Tomahawk gets it in. Barnett long two. Good for Tomahawk. And the Hatchets have the lead. Gracie Barnett, the long two. Her first points of the night. It is 10-9 Tomahawk with 11 minutes to go in the first half. Schlieve at the free throw line. Gets it into Swierczyk. Swierczyk up for two. No good. And a jump ball. Coaches for Tomahawk wanted a foul on that one. Kind of looked that way, but instead, they say jump ball. Tomahawk will get possession either way. And Tomahawk will inbound it. They get it into Claire Albert. 10-9 Tomahawk. 10:55 to go first half. It's been an entertaining one so far. 7-0 run by Antigo. 6-0 run by Tomahawk. And then both teams have traded baskets. And now a pass that is wide of Barnett and out of bounds. Vaco throws it out of bounds there. Goes for the long pass to Barnett. All right. Antigo will inbound. Krieger to inbound. The 5'6 sophomore for the Red Robins gets it into Malone. She brings it down the court across the timeline. On the A of the Hatchets logo. Now it's going to drive the lane. Gets it to Krieger up for two. That's off the glass and in for Kaylee Krieger. Her first points of the night. Oh, I beg your pardon. That was Jenna Chernetsky. Got the numbers mixed up. All right. And the ball out of bounds by Tomahawk. So Antigo will go the other way. 11-10. Antigo with the lead. Jenna Sharensky, the two there, the 5'7 sophomore. All right. Malone will bring it down the court. Antigo's going right to left. Tomahawk left to right. 10:20 to go in the first half. 11-10 the score. Ball nearly stolen by Mackie, and they're going to say a jump ball. Mackie really good on the defensive side so far tonight. The 5'6 senior for Tomahawk doing well. Already has a steal and a basket, and we have a jump ball, so Antigo will get possession as it possession arrows to the Red Robins. All right, Swierczyk gets it in to Schlieve. Schlieve out now to Krieger. Left side to Swierczyk. Swierczyk into Schlieve and a couple of Hatchets, and she goes crashing down to the floor, and they're going to call a foul on Tomahawk. We'll see who it's on. It is going to be on Gracie Barnett, her second. And Haley Liebelt going to check in for Barnett since she picked up her second foul. All right. And to go to inbound under their basket. 10:07 to go. Schlieve trying to make work in the lane. Three Hatchets converge. Now a three-corner three by Antigo. Off the rim, no good. Vaco the rebound. They've done a really good job. Schlieve leads Antigo in points per game. And so far they've been able to trap her inside and not let her do too much damage. And now it's a jump ball possession to the Hatchets as the pass was to Jenlin and to hit the floor and dive for it. And the Hatchets will retain possession under the basket. 9:52 to go in this first half. Vaco looking for someone to pass it in. Gets it into Mackie. Mackey, a dribble, now gets it to Jenlin. Off balance two at the free throw line's off the glass and in. That's a tough shot, and Jenlin's on the board for the first time tonight. It's 12-11, very balanced scoring for Tomahawk. They have five different players who have scored a basket tonight. 9:36 to go in the first half. Malone, top of the key, splits the defenders, but it's stolen by Jenlin. Jenlin, trapped by a couple of Anigo Red Robins, gets it to Mackey. Mackey gets past the Anigo defender into the corner, and now finds Jenlin, tipped out by Anigo, and Tomahawk will retain possession. Anigo with a couple of players coming back in. Tristan Arlen and Lily Weeks are back in. Albert into Lee Belt, now into Jenlin in the lane, puts it up for two, no good but a foul. And Jenlin will go to the line. That'll be a foul on Jenna Sierenski. So Sierenski with her first. And Jenlin will be at the line. Free throw is up and off the front of the rim, no good. She has 2 points so far tonight. Everybody with two that has scored. Barnett, Liebelt, Jenlin, and Mackey, and then four for Albert. 9:20 to go, first half, 12-11, Tomahawk. Jenlin's second free throw is up and swish. Ella Jenlin now with three tonight. 13-11, 9:17 to go in this first half. Tomahawk with the lead. Anigo with the basketball as Weix brings it up the floor. Swizik right side for Anigo. Into Sierenski and a foul from behind. I think they're going to get Mackey. Mackey is aggressive on the defensive side. That's first on Mackey. And Anigo will inbound. Weix to inbound on the baseline. Gets it in right side to Sierenski. Dribble up for two in the lane. No good. Rebound by Liebelt. And Anigo trying to get the rebound as well. A foul by Jenna Sierenski.
Anigo foul 22. Jenna Sierenski, that's her second and the team's
fourth. So Sierenski, her second foul. Anigo's fourth. Both with four fouls now in this first half. 13-11. Tomahawk with the lead in the basketball. Vaco to Albert. Across the timeline now to Jenlin, right wing. Inside to Liebelt, but overshot her. Some good ideas so far tonight for Tomahawk as far as ball movement goes, but unfortunately they just overshot some of their passes. All right, Anigo will inbound. Krieger to Weix, and Weix across the timeline now for Anigo. Top of the key here for the Red Robins. Left side now to Krieger. Gets it to Arlen. Arlen picked by Vaco, and she steals it away. Great defense. And now a steal from behind. Ball on the ground, and Hatchett's come out of there with it. Anigo tipped it away from behind, but Hatchett's come out of there with it. Mackey makes a Larry Fitzgerald catch, but unfortunately she traveled. Albert tried to go for the skip pass across the court, and Emily Mackey with it, trying to keep 2 feet still. Little Larry Fitzgerald in the back of the end zone, or maybe Santonio Holmes in the Super Bowl for the Steelers against the Cardinals, what, in 08 or something? Anyway, Anigo a three. That's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound, Emily Mackey. Across the timeline for the Hatchets. In the lane. Up for two, Mackey. No, off the rim too strong. And now Mackey almost with the steal from behind, but Anigo comes down the floor. 8:05 to go, first half. Tomahawk up 13-11. Swizik left side, now top of the key to Krieger. Krieger bow back left side to Swizik. Guarded by Vaco, now into Arlen. She's fouled as the shot goes up, and she will go to the line to shoot two. Shot no good. Hit in the face there. Mackey's second foul, team's fifth. And Tristan Arlen will be at the line to shoot two. Averages 3.7 points a game. Hasn't gotten on the board quite yet. And it is no good. And we have a timeout by Tomahawk in between free throws. 13-11, Tomahawk with the lead, 7:56 to go in this first half. You're listening to Tomahawk Hatchett's Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
Woodland Lakes Realty of Tomahawk can help you buy the property of your dreams or help you sell your property. Ed and Chris Rosh have 40-plus years of combined experience selling in the North Woods, from country homes to city homes, lake lots, wooded lots, hunting land, waterfront homes, and commercial properties. Call Woodland Lakes Realty, 224-3800, Stop by their office on North 4th Street. All their properties are online at woodlandlakesrealty.com. The smart, no-hassle way to buy or sell your property. Woodland Lakes Realty Tomahawk.
Tomahawk Hatchets with a 13-11 lead here against Anago in the first half. With 7:56 to go, Tomahawk has not scored more than 18 points in a conference game yet, so they are well on their way to doing so tonight. They were down 7-0, but have since went on a 13-4 run. And out of this Hatchet timeout, Anago will be at the free throw line. Tristan Arlen will be at the line to shoot a free throw. And she is 0-for-1 at the line so far. In for the Hatchets for the first time tonight is Lydia Zert. Vaco, Albert, Liebelt, and Jenlin also out there for the Hatchets right now. Arlen's second free throw is up and good, so she gets the second to go. 13-12 the score. Vaco to bring it down for the Hatchets. Left side to Albert. Trying to get it over the timeline here. Back to Vaco. Vaco now passes it to nobody in the middle. It's intercepted by Anago. Anago, right, basically right place, right time there for Cerneski. And Anago finding Krieger left side for two. That's no good. Rebound by Zert. And the Hatchets get the defensive rebound. Albert all the way to Jenlin inside the lane, and she is hurt, unfortunately. She was hit and immediately grabs her elbow, and she is bent over there in the lane. Not sure exactly what happened there, if she bent her elbow the wrong way, but there was a pass to her. She went for the pass and either got hit in the elbow or bent it the wrong way. So while they tend to her, we'll take a timeout. Hatchets up 13-12, 7:25 to go. First half, you're listening to Hatchets Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
Hi, this is Justin at Cerny's Greenhouse, and my staff and I are proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor. We salute our Hatchet athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Here at Cerny's, we are dedicated to quality and customer service. We appreciate your loyalty and always look forward to seeing you at the Greenhouse. Now let's cheer on our Tomahawk Hatchets and enjoy another great broadcast on WJJQ. Brought to you in part by Cerny's Greenhouse and all the Hatchet Sports sponsors.
All right, Ella Jenlin walks off the court holding her shoulder, so we'll give you an update if we get one. Anago with the basketball, a shot off the top above the basket for Anago's Jenna Cerneski, and that is out of bounds, although ref's talking here. We'll see what they say. Nothing, okay. So out of bounds off of Anago, 7:10 to go, first half, 13-12, Tomahawk. Ella Jenlin goes for that pass, and unfortunately looked like a shoulder injury for Jenlin, so we'll see if she's able to come back into the game. Went with the athletic trainer, Ryan Flynn. Albert brings it down, now to Vaco. Dribbles with the right hand, finds Barnett on the left wing. Barnett gets it to Albert, top of the key. Looking at the Hatchets offense, right side of Vaco. Now to Lydia Zert, right wing. Zert back to Vaco, now inside to Liebelt, but it's tipped away by Anago. They'll bring it down the floor. 6:50 to go in this first half, 13-12 Tomahawk. Left side, it is Krieger. Top of the key to Malone. Malone dribbles with the right hand. Now right side, tipped by Albert. She hits the floor hard, but she gets up, goes for that steal. She already has one steal tonight. She bounces right back up, though. Anago will inbound. Albert going to check out. Mackey is in. All right. Wykes across the timeline for Anago. Left side now to Krieger. Krieger, a couple of dribbles with the right hand into Schlievy. Now left side to Cerneski for two, no good. Rebound Mackey, and what do we got here? We've got a foul. And I think we just got a technical foul. So we got a foul on Malone. After the play, a technical foul on Emily Mackey. So Emily Mackey called for the technical foul. So Emily Mackey will check out. Her third personal. And again, a technical foul. So it's going to be free throws at the line for Malone. And So there's some discussion being going between the refs and the coaches here. And all right, so here's what's going to happen. Schlieve's going to shoot free throws because Antigo gets to choose who they want to shoot free throws out of the technical foul. So Schlieve will shoot the free throw here. It is good. I believe she gets two of these. So Schlieve averages 11.5 points a game, and that's the most on Antigo. And the second free throw upcoming, it is up and good. So Schlieve goes 2 for 2 at the line to make it 14-13. And now I believe Malone. And the Antigo Red Robins will get the basketball. So technical foul means ball, means basketball and the ball. All right. Left side, it's Krieger. Cerneski up for two. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Tomahawk. And now it's fought for. She lost it. Got it back. Zertz. Now Schlieve comes out of there with it for Antigo. Puts it up for two. No good. Rebound. Schlieve gets her own rebound and puts it up and in. So Schlieve just got 4 points on that. Free throws and possession. It's 16-13. Antigo, a five-point swing. After Tomahawk was up 13-11. Left side, Barnett. Left wing. Tries to get it inside to Lee Bell. Tipped away by Malone of Antigo. Antigo will come the other way. Under 6 to play in this first half. Antigo up 16-13 on Tomahawk. Malone dribbles right side into Schlieve. Up for two. Blocked from behind, but they're going to call a foul on Liebelt. And Haley Liebelt's second foul of the night. And Schlieve will go to the line to shoot two. So Schlieve, who they had been able to keep in check for the first, really half of that first half, now has scored the last 4 points for Antigo and make that 5 points as she drains that free throw. Arlen will come in for Krieger now for Antigo. Second free throw upcoming. 17-13 Red Robins. 6-0 run here for the Red Robins. And the second free throw is up and no good. Lee Belt gets the rebound for Tomahawk. See if they can score and get some light back here after the really, Jenlin got hurt, and then Mackey with the technical foul. Hatchett's trying to get momentum back. Vaco hits the floor as she shoots that one. It's off the backboard. No good. Antigo gets the rebound, and good news. Ella Jenlin getting ready to check back in. So the shoulder injury, not bad enough to keep her out of the game. So great news. She'll be back into the next timeout. And Malone lost the basketball, but Antigo somehow came out of there with it. Ball was sitting on the floor. Tomahawk couldn't get there fast enough, but a travel by Antigo will give Tomahawk the ball instead. Anyway, oh man, 17-13 Antigo, 5:14 to go first half. Lydia Zert will check out. Jenlin back in, good to see. After leaving just moments ago with that shoulder injury, Albert Tavaco. 5:10 to go first half, 17-13. Tomahawk down by four. Would love to get a score. They get it into Barnett, but right before she got it, Schlieve tipped it away. Barnett comes up a little limping, but I think she's all right, walking it off a little bit. I think she got hit from behind or maybe stepped on. They're going to actually get Schlieve for a foul there. That's her second. That's the team's sixth foul. All right. Vaco to inbound for Tomahawk. Vaco tries to get it out to Albert. It's intercepted by Antigo. Malone across the timeline for the Red Robins. Left side now to Wykes. Wykes back now to Malone. And a travel by Malone. So Tomahawk will get possession back. 17-13 Antigo. 4:54 to go. Girls basketball here tonight. Right here on WJJQ at Tomahawk. Vaco overshoots Liebelt. What's been the bugaboo tonight for the Hatchets has been the overpasses. They probably had about 4 or 5 tonight where they've just overshot the intended wide receiver. And that has costed them many possessions. Vaco checks out. Lydia Zert back in. So you've got Zert, Jenlin, Albert, Liebelt, and Barnett out there for Tomahawk. Across the timeline, it's Wykes. Guarded by Jenlin. Left side now to Cerneski. Back top of the key to Wykes. Back to Cerneski. Left side up for two. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound gotten by Wykes. Second chance for the Antigo Red Robins. Malone resets the offense for the Antigo Red Robins. Right side, it's Cerneski. Cerneski back top of the key to Malone. Guarded by Jenlin into Schlieve. Now left side to Wykes. Guarded by Burnett. Long two. That's good. Long two for Lily Wikes. Her first points of the night. And the Hatchets now find themselves down six. Albert across the timeline. Overshoots Barnett. The passing making head coach John Long scratch his head over there. Same with coach Tim Albert. I think overall, just maybe slowing down a little bit for Tomahawk. Maybe trying to go a little too fast. They love to push it, though. That's one of the things about their offense, right? They love to push it down the floor, get points in transition, and sometimes that can lead to more forced, unforced errors. All right, three by Wikes is off the back iron, no good. Rebound by Haley Liebelt. Hatchets come the other way. 3:45 to go. See if the Hatchets can end on a little bit of a run here. Zert with it. Back to Albert. Albert with it, left side. Albert. Guarded by Swizik. Right side to Barnett. Right wing. Across to Albert. Albert. Free throw line extended. No good. And now it's out of bounds. It'll be Antigo basketball as Liebelt now is down. Looks like she got maybe hit in the face. And she hands on the knees. Maybe the ankle. I know I've now said face and ankle. So you're like, Hunter, what are you talking about? So we'll see. She comes off the floor with athletic trainer Ryan Flynn. So Vaco comes in. She'll have a seat there. Maybe she got stepped on or just twisted. Maybe it looked like a rolled ankle. At first looked like she might have got hit in the face, but maybe just a rolled ankle. But we shall see. All right, Antigo with the basketball. Schlieve inside to Arlen, up for two. No good. Rebound fought for. Schlieve gets the offensive board. Put back, no good. Third chance, that's good. And Antigo going to call a timeout. 21-13, Antigo on a 10-0 run. 3:09 to go first half. You're listening to Tomahawk Hatchets Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
The School District of Tomahawk welcomes our listeners to this Hatchet Sports broadcast. The School District of Tomahawk believes they offer students the best of both worlds. They're large enough to offer a comprehensive academic program with cutting-edge technology, yet small enough to provide all students and families with the personal attention they deserve. For the latest happenings, listen to WJJQ, log on to tomahawk.k12.wy.us, or follow the School District of Tomahawk on Facebook.
21-13, Antigo has opened up an 8-point advantage here. 3:09 to go in this first half. Tomahawk will get the basketball out of the Antigo timeout. Antigo going to do a full court press here. They got three Red Robins in the backcourt, and Tomahawk throws it away. Wikes, left side for Antigo. Malone now with the H of the Hatchets logo for the Red Robins. Right side, it's Swizik for a deep three. That's an air ball, and Barnett saved it, and it went back inbounds, and a two and a foul. Eek. If Barnett lets that go, it's out of bounds on Antigo. Instead, she saves it for Antigo, and it goes in for Arlen. A point and a free throw coming. ...23-13 Antigo. Free throw is up and good. Arlen is 2-for-3 at the line. Claire Albert throws an interception. Arlen now to Wikes, left side. Back into Arlen, up for two. That's no good. Schlieve the offensive board. Two no good. Rebound fought for. And we have a travel. Hatchets will get the basketball. 2:41 to go. Antigo on a 13-0 run here. And the interesting part of that last play, you know, when Barnett saved it for Antigo, seemingly, it looked like she might have just came up to the coaching staff of Tomahawk and say, no, Antigo was... I had touched it, so Antigo was going to get the basketball either way. Jenlin trapped in the backcourt. Gets to Vaco. She's got Barnett if she wants her. And throws it interception. Antigo comes the other way. Across the timeline, it's Malone. She lost the dribble. Mackey on the ground with it. And a jump ball. Possession to Antigo. So Mackey back in since that for the first time since that technical foul. She's playing with three fouls. And now Schlieve, a deep three. That's off the rim, no good, and out of bounds off of Antigo. Malone tried to get the save there, but to no avail. 24-13 Antigo, 2:16 to go first half. Hatchets, Albert, trapped in the backcourt, stolen by Antigo. Swizik Now to Wykes for two, blocked by Mackey. Rebound put back, no good. Now Swigzik's got the rebound in the two. Her first points of the night, 26-13 Antigo. They get it to Vaco. Vaco throws it right to Antigo. All right, Malone across the timeline. Left side now to Wykes, and she traveled. All right, Jenlin will inbound, and Tomahawk going to take a timeout. 1:53 to go, first half. 26-13, Antigo with the lead. You're listening to Hatchet Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
The United Steelworkers International Union, 248 Tomahawk Mill employees, would like to salute our Hatchet student athletes and coaches. United Steelworkers International 248 is honored to be part of our Tomahawk community, not only working here, but giving back to our local organizations with their time, talent, and resources. Enjoy the game and good luck, Hatchets, from United Steelworkers International Union 248 Tomahawk Mill employees.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Charles. My wife Audrey and I are excited to be the new owners of the Cracker Barrel, the gateway to the Lake Nokomis area. We are open 7 days a week from 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We offer premium BP gasoline and you can pay at the pump 24/7. Stop inside for snacks, ice, beer, wine, liquor, soda, and basic essentials. Our bait shop has minnows, crawlers, worms, and tackle. We are still your Heifer Junction post office. Cracker Barrel, north of Tomahawk on County Road L, and happily serving the community and supporting Hatchet Sports. Go Hatchets!
Tomahawk down 13 out of this timeout. They were up 13-11. Since then, Antigo is on a 15-0 run. And now Antigo has really started to play the full court press, and it's worked so far. Jenlin down to Barnett. She's hit from behind. That'll be a foul on Arlen. That'll be Arlen's second. And Barnett is going to go to the line with the seventh foul on Antigo. Barnett's free throw is no good. And a rebound by Antigo. So that was the front end of a 1-1. If she makes it, she gets the second. If she misses it, she doesn't. No good on the free throw. 1:40 to go in this first half. Inside now. Left side to Cerneski. That's no good, but a rebound by Arlen. Putback is good, and the foul.
Red Robin basket,
Arlen. Arlen with the basket, 28-13. And that is Emily Mackey's fourth foul. And she is in foul trouble in this first half. Lydia Zert comes in for Mackey. All right, Arlen. At the line. Free throw is up and good. Arlen now with 7 points. Tomahawk, Jenlin in the backcourt. 1.5 minutes to go in this first half. Tomahawk now down 16. Pass it to Albert. She kicks it out of bounds. Antigo goes the other way with it. 29-13 Red Robins. All right, Wykes to inbound right in front of the Tomahawk Hatchet bench. Gets it into Malone. 1:23 to go, first half. Antigo with a 16-point advantage here. All the way across, it is Swizik in the lane. Up for two. Wild shot, no good. Rebound fought for. There's four Hatchets there and an Antigo Red Robin. And a jump ball goes to the Hatchets. 1:12 to go in this first half. Tomahawk to get the basketball. Need some points here. They're... Antigo's on an 18-0 run. Lydia Zert gets it to Albert. Left wing. Dribbles inside. Passes it to Barnett. Lost the basketball. Gets it out to Zert. Long two for Zert. Switch. Lydia Zert ends the 18-0 run by Antigo. And 50 seconds left. 29-15. Antigo with the lead. Deep three from Malone. No good. Rebound is gotten by Antigo. And a foul inside. And that foul is going to be called on Lydia Zert. Her first, team's 10th. So two free throws at the line here for Jenna Cerneski, the sophomore. She has 2 points so far tonight. And the free throw is up and good. Cerneski Now it's 3 points tonight coming in for Tomahawk. And Kaylee Swan will now be into the ball game. Coming in for Barnett. And the free throw is up and off the back iron, no good. And we have a foul on the box out. And actually, they are going to say a lane violation. So they get the shot over. Lane violation on Tomahawk. Free throw is up and good. So Cerneski ends up going 2 for 2 at the line, the ones that count. And Swan to Zert. Zert across the timeline. They're doing better against the full court press now. Jenlin, left side of Akko, for a long two. That's no good, but a foul. The foul is going to be on Jenna Cerneski. That's her third. This has been a lot of fouls in this first half. 10 for Tomahawk, 8 for Antigo. Jenna Cerneski has 3 fouls for Antigo. She leads them. Tomahawk has Emily Mackey with 4 and Barnett and Liebelt with 2. And free throw is up. And no good. Krieger comes in for Cerneski for Antigo. 26.8 seconds left in this first half. 31-15. Antigo with a 16-point advantage. All right, Bacco, a couple of dribbles here. Up for the second free throw. That is good. And Bacco is on the board for the first time tonight. 31-16, 25 seconds to go, first half. Tomahawk looking to get a stop before halftime. Now trying to carry some momentum into that second half. Swizik nearly stolen away. Ball's on the ground. Antigo comes out of there with it to Arlen inside. Wild shot, no good. All right, Swan gets it to Zert. 9 seconds. Zert back to Jenlin, trying to break the press. They do. They got Claire Albert down the block, or down the lane, I should say, up for two. No good. And that'll be the end of the first half. No. What do we got? Hold on. Hold your horses. Oh, they got Albert on a foul right before the buzzer. And that's the first on Claire Albert tonight. So we don't know how much time is left. And that's going to cause 2 free throws because Anna goes in the double bonus. Free throw is up and good. Second free throw is up and good. And 2 points there at the line with clock at 0 for Lily Weeks. All right, that is the end of the first half with the score. Antigo 33, Tomahawk 16. We'll be back with the halftime report after this. You're listening to WJJQ Hatchets Girls Basketball.
Hometown Chiropractic Centers offer professional chiropractic care from children to seniors. Dr. Kelly Embry and Dr. Zoe Moore serve patients from the Tomahawk office, while Dr. Grace Nash serves patients in the Rhinelander office. New patients are always welcome, so call to schedule your visit in Tomahawk at 453-5365, in Rhinelander 365-1200, online tomahawkhometownchiro.com. Hometown Chiropractic Centers of Tomahawk and Rhinelander, proudly serving families in the Northwoods with professional chiropractic care and proud to support our Tomahawk Hatchets.
Athletes involved in high school sports score memories that will last a lifetime. John J. Schuette Construction would like to wish the Hatchet student athletes the best of luck. If you're looking to create your own memories in a new home or by adding a pond, food plot, boulder retaining walls, or a new driveway, contact John J. Schuette Construction at 453-2015. That's 453-2015. Go Hatchets from John J. Schuette Construction of Tomahawk.
Before or after the game, why not stop by at McDonald's in Tomahawk and Merrill? Try the new crispy chicken sandwich. Take a bite. You'll find out what crispy, juicy, tender means. Whether it's crispy, spicy, or deluxe. Get a free large fry when you download the McDonald's app and join the McDonald's Rewards. Remember, a holiday arch card is a great Christmas gift-giving idea. So delight in all the specials available at the Tomahawk and Merrill McDonald's.
Dr. Mike, Dr. Dewey, and their team are cheering on the dedicated Hatchet athletes. Riley Family Dental is proud to sponsor Hatchet VIP Sports and is committed to bringing you the best in dental health care. Riley Family Dental is conveniently located next to the Tomahawk School complex at 1018 East Kings Road. For your family dental needs, contact them at 453-7071, 453-7071. New patients are always welcome. Go Hatchets from your fans at Riley Family Dental.
Hello, Tomahawk. This is Master Electrician Ricky Mir from Mir Electric Incorporated. I am a second-generation electrical contractor. I would like to take this time to wish our student athletes, coaches, and managers good luck this season. As a former THS graduate, athlete, and coach, I know it takes hard work and attention to detail to be successful. We at Mir Electric strive for that same hard work and attention to detail while working for you. So if you'd like a free estimate on some upcoming work you need done, give me a call at 453-2062. That's 453-2062. Go get them hatchets, and always remember, when you need electrical work done, to be picky and call Ricky.
And a go with the 33-16 lead at halftime after ending the first half on a 22-3 run, and it really seemed like things changed. Tomahawk had a 13-11 advantage, but Emily Mackey had a technical foul. Jenlyn got hurt, had to exit the game for a couple of minutes. And when that happened, it seemed the tide really turned in favor of Antigo. Antigo got 4 points on the possession of the technical foul because they got free throws and then a possession. They scored 4 on that and went up 16-13 and really never looked back in that first half. And so Tomahawk, again, was up 13-11, but then Antigo went on a 22-3 run to end the first half, and that's how we sit 33-16 the score. In that run, Antigo also went on an 18-0 run. Antigo comes into this game having lost 8 in a row, so they're trying to snap their losing streak. Tomahawk looking to snap theirs that is just at 3 right now, but Tomahawk looking for that first conference win, and they'd love to get it tonight, but have some work to do in that second half. And I think the bug of Tomahawk in that first half was the passing. They were, you know, overshooting their players, their passes over the players, you know, intended for the person on the other side of the pass, and unfortunately just overshot him a couple times, and also throwing some just out of bounds or throwing them right to Antigo players, and a lot of turnovers in that first half. And you know, the coaches said before the game, it's one of the keys to the game is going to be limit turnovers, and so far that really was the case. Not the case as far as limiting them. Really what hampered Tomahawk was the turnovers in that first half. Once again, our halftime score, 33-16. Antigo with the lead. We'll be back and total up the scoring summaries in the first half after this. You're listening to Tomahawk Hatchets Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, would like to wish our Hatchet student-athletes and coaches the best of luck during this sports event and all season long. PCA is proud to serve customers' needs with containerboard products throughout the country, producing over 3.9 million tons of craft linerboard annually. Our PCA mill is Sustainable Forestry Initiative certified. Everyone at PCA Tomahawk salutes our student-athletes for their hard work and dedication.
Find a variety of Fight Electric LED bulbs specially priced at Tomahawk Ace Hardware. They have assorted styles and wattages, prices at $9.99. The Fight Electric Smart Wi-Fi LED Bulb 3-Pack is now just $19.99. Stop by for Fight Electric LED bulbs at Tomahawk Ace.
Ace is the place.
Another red-hot buy from Tomahawk Ace Hardware.
At Rylander GM, we take tremendous pride in creating the ultimate customer experience. And there's no one better to tell us how we're doing than you, our guest. Jake has this to say about Rylander GM. I was treated exceptionally well, bought 2 vehicles that day, and got exactly what I wanted at the price we were looking to pay. Thank you for your patience with us, and a shout out to the finance department for doing a great job finding me the interest rate I was looking for. Experience the Rylander GM difference yourself, and let us welcome you to our family.
Let Carrier provide quiet and efficient heating all winter with innovative solutions for premium comfort and available at Hilgi's LP Gas. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with an advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. And you can learn all the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier. Hilgi's LP Gas, proudly serving our Northwoods area since 1958. Hilgi's, for your healthy heating comfort, call 453-3505 or visit hilgis.com. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Antigo with the lead 33-16 over Tomahawk in this girls' basketball game here tonight. It's halftime. Hunter Baumgart with you from the field house on WJJQ. Let's take a look at the first half scoring for both of these teams. We'll start with the Antigo Red Robins. They were led in scoring by Sophie Schlevey. She had 11 points, 7 points for Tristan Arlen. Also, 5 points for Nevaeh Malone. Also, 4 points for both Jenna Cerneski and Lily Wykes. And also, 2 points for Keelan Swizik. For the Tomahawk Hatchets, they were led in scoring. 4 points for Claire Albert. 3 points for Ella Jenlin. 2 points for Emily Mackey, 2 points for Haley Liebelt, 2 points for Gracie Barnett, and 2 points for Lydia Zert, also 1 point for Kiana Vacco. Those were the scoring summaries for the Tomahawk Hatchets and the Antigo Red Robins in that first half, and Antigo ended the first half on a 22-3 run to take this 33-16 lead. We'll return with the second half after this. You're listening to Tomahawk Hatchets Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
Kevin Ehrman, your State Farm Insurance agent of Tomahawk, is proud to salute the Tomahawk Hatchet student-athletes and their coaches this season. For nearly 30 years, Kevin has been serving our area. His mission is to help people manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Kevin Ehrman, your State Farm Insurance agent, serving you from his office location at 201 West Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Tomahawk. Call 453-2085 for State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency.
Tomahawk Builder Supply, located at 120 North Railway Street, has been proudly serving the Tomahawk area for over 40 years. Tomahawk Builder Supply offers expert service and selection of materials and competitive prices right here locally without having to drive out of town. Whether you're a building contractor or a household handyman, you'll find what you need. Available Monday through Saturday at Tomahawk Builder Supply, 120 North Railway Street, Tomahawk. Phone 453-2757, and good luck, Hatchets, from Evan and his staff at Tomahawk Builder Supply.
The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local Lodge 1713, salutes the extra dedication and effort of the Hatchet student-athletes, their managers, and coaches. They make the commitment to represent our school and community through extracurricular activities and doing their best each and every day. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local Lodge 1713, thanks all our listeners for your support of the Tomahawk School District, and good luck, Hatchets.
Tomahawk Hatchets down 33-16 as we begin this second half to the Antigo Red Robins. Antigo looking for their second conference win. Tomahawk looking for their first. And Tomahawk looking to gain some momentum back. They'll have Albert and Vacco along with Barnett, Jenlin, and also in for the first time tonight, Bryn Balky for the Tomahawk Hatchets. For the Antigo Red Robins, it is Wykes, Schlevey, Malone, and the first pass is intercepted by Albert, and we'll wait to finish the lineup because we've got action as we start this second half. Albert with it on the right side, inside the baseline, now passes it out to Vacco. Vacco drives in the lane, up for two off the glass, no good. Gets her own rebound, though, trying to find a hatchet, and we've got a foul on Malone. And Malone calling for the foul for Antigo. That's her second. And the Hatchets will inbound. All right, Vacco gets it left side to Barnett for two. Good. And a good start for the Tomahawk Hatchets. Gracie Barnett now totals her whole second half. She had 2 points in the first half. Now has two in the second half. She totals that whole first half in just the first 30 seconds of the second. 33-18. Malone, deep three for Antigo. That's off the back iron, no good. Rebound fought for. Schlevey gets the rebound for Antigo. Second chance, deep three now for Sizek, and the two is good in the lane for Arlen. Tristan Arlen had seven in the first half. She's got two now to make it nine. Albert to Vacco. Vacco left side now to Jenlin. Gets it to Balky. Balky left wing. Couple of dribbles at the left hand. Now back to the right hand. Bryn Balky gets it inside to Jenlin. Thought about the two at the free throw line. Gets it out to Albert right wing. Albert Couple of dribbles. Now to Vaco. Vaco with the center circle. Hatchets with the basketball. Vaco, top of the key. Dribbling around the H of the Hatchets logo. 35-18 Antigo. They get it left side to Balky. 16-37 to go, second half here. Balky fouled. Swizik is calling for the foul. That's going to be her first. And Albert inbound right in front of the Tomahawk bench. Swizik, Schlieve, Arlen, Weeks, and Malone out there for Antigo. Three for Balky. That's off the back iron. No good. Rebound, Barnett. Hatchets get the second chance opportunity here. Let's see if they can put it to points. And the pass is tipped away and intercepted by Arlen. Coming the other way for Antigo. In the lane, up for two. That's short. Rebound, Arlen gets her own and puts it up. And it's good. First 4 points for Antigo in this second half is by Tristan Arlen. She now ties Schlieve, leads all scorers with 11. Vaco runs into Schlieve at the half court line, lost the basketball. Arlen goes the other way and puts it up and in. 6 points now for Arlen in this second half, 39-18. Largest lead of the night for Antigo at 21. Albert with the basketball. She comes down, gets it to Vaco. Vaco throws an interception. Arlen intercepts the basketball, gets it to Swizik. Swizik in the lane, up for two. That is no good. Albert tried to take the charge. It didn't go. Schlieve with the two put back. That is good. She's now got 13 tonight, averages 11.5 points per game. And Schlieve now has a 1.5 more than that. And Antigo's got a 41-18 lead, 15.5 to go in the game. Balky in for two. That's good. Bryn Balky, her first points of the night. The sophomore is on the board, 41-20. Antigo doubling up the Hatchets right now. Swizik with it right wing, guarded by Vaco. To Arlen, right elbow, left side out of Malone. Malone sizes up Albert, up for three, switch. Nevaeh Malone, her second tray ball of the evening. It's 44-20, Antigo. And the pass is wide by Vaco to Balky. And Antigo will go the other way. 15 minutes to go in the game. Antigo's up 44-20. Malone brings it down the floor for the Antigo Red Robins. She's got a nice touch on that three. And last possession, she made one. Into Arlen, up for two in the lane. No good. Schlieve, the rebound, puts it up for two. That's no good. Weeks, that should be a travel. They didn't call it. Put back again. Four chances for Antigo, and they cannot get the two to go. And now Tomahawk will go the other way with the basketball. Gets it to Albert. Albert. Now to Vaco across the timeline. Vaco going to just take on defenders and a carry by Vaco. So Tomahawk will go the other way after a Hatchets timeout. 14:30 to go in this second half. 44-20. Antigo with the lead. You're listening to Hatchets Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
Generations Funeral Home and Crematory of Tomahawk would like to salute our Hatchet student-athletes, proudly representing our community. Generations offers Tomahawk and the surrounding communities professional and dignified affordable services. Longtime Tomahawk Funeral Director Kevin J. Krieger and his sister Barry Ernst are proud alumni of THS and wish the Hatchets good luck all season long. From Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, 1400 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, phone 224-3182 and online at generationsfuneral.com.
Tomahawk Hatchets down 44-20, 14.5 to go in this second half. Antigo to inbound in front of the Hatchets bench after that Hatchets timeout. And Krieger to inbound it to Malone. Krieger now out there along with Cerneski for Antigo, in addition to that starting three for Antigo. Malone with it near the center circle. Tries to pass to Arlen. Arlen comes out of there with it, but a travel by Arlen. And Tomahawk will go the other way. Tomahawk to inbound in front of the Antigo bench. It'll be Vaco to get it in. Vaco looking for some Hatchets. Gets it into Albert. Albert trying to get it over the center line. Gets it to Vaco. Vaco across the timeline. Vaco trying to pass it to Barnett. Just a little far out of the reach. And referee behind says it was tipped by Antigo. So it is going to be Tomahawk basketball. So Tomahawk will get the basketball. As it was tipped, they say. So the pass might have been right on. It was a tight gap, I tell you. Vaco trying to fit it in there. And Tomahawk will get the basketball. Balky, right block, gets it out to Jenlin, left wing. Now tries to get it to Albert, it's intercepted. Coming the other way, it's Cerneski up for two and good for the Anago Red Robins. It's 46-20 Anago, their biggest lead of the night at 26. Bacco down to Barnett. Barnett up for two. That's off the rim, no good. Wide open shot. She'll tell you she should have made it. Got her own rebound, though, and then we have a foul on Malone. That'll be her third, I believe. Yep. So that'll be Anago's third. Tomahawk has yet to commit a foul. We're 4 minutes and 15 seconds into this second half, and Anago will check in a couple of players here. Keelan Swizik will come in, and also number 14 coming in for Anago as well. All right, Jenlin, Tavako, that's a foul as she went up for two. So Vako will go to the line and shoot two. Swizik's foul, that's her second. All right, Vako will shoot two at the line, shooting foul. And the free throw is up and off the front of the rim, no good. 13:42 to go in the ball game. Tomahawk down by 26. Free throw is good. Lauren Lenzner is now in for Anago. Part of the JV roster and moved up for tonight's ball game. All right, Swizik. Right side now to Cerneski. Puts it up for two. That's no good. Rebound, Anago. Anago, a second chance. And again for Cerneski, that's no good. Rebound, Lenzner. And we have a foul inside, and we'll see who that's on. That is going to be on Ella Jenlin. Her second foul, team's first of the second half. And Anago will inbound. 46-21. And a deep three is no good by Swizik. Coming the other way, it's Vako. Up for two, the foul. She'll go to the line and shoot two more. Nice aggressive offense there by Kiana Vako, the sophomore for Tomahawk. And she'll be back to the line. Swizik's third foul. Five fouls already for Anago in this second half. 13:16 to go in this second half. It's 46-21, Red Robins. Free throw up by Vako, no good. She is now 2 for 5 at the line. Swizik checks out. Coming in is Lily Wykes. All right, Vako's got 2 points tonight, both of them at the free throw line. Second free throw up coming here for Vako. It is off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound by Wykes. Anago comes the other way. 13:13 to go in the game. Anago up 46-21 in this Friday night Hatchet girls basketball matchup. Intercepted by Barnett on the pass. Albert the other way across the timeline for the Hatchets. Right wing here for Albert. Guarded by Cerneski. Right side out of Barnett. Long two. That's in for Gracie Barnett. Barnett's got 4 second-half points, doubling her total from the first half. It's 46-23. Anago with a 23-point lead in the basketball. Wykes across the timeline for Anago, guarded by Vako, top of the key. Right wing now to Krieger. Krieger, couple of dribbles, passes it, tipped around. Arlen gets it. Now Wykes, a deep three for Anago. That's good. Lily Wykes, first three of the night. She's got 7 for Anago, 49-23. Anago back to a 26-point lead. Vako across the timeline here for the Hatchets. Right side to Barnett. Barnett across to Albert, inside the lane, up for two, floater. Good for Claire Albert. Claire Albert's got 6. 49-25 the score, 12:14 to go. Tomahawk wants a prayer. They have to do a lot of scoring and a lot of scoring quickly. All right, they get it inside to Arlen. Arlen guarded by two Hatchets. Gets it to Krieger, but pass was too far, and Anago turns the ball over. So Hatchets get it, 49-25. Anago with the lead, 12:02 to go in this the second half. All right, Tomahawk to inbound. They get it into Claire Albert. Albert back to Vako. Vako back to Albert. Albert now all the way down to Jenlin. Jenlin's got an open Barnett. The pass gets to Barnett. In the lane, up for two. That's no good. Rebound, Balky. Balky to Barnett. Barnett, two in the lane. Good. Gracie Barnett's now got 6 second-half points, 4 in the last minute. 49-27, Tomahawk down by 22. Anago with it on the right wing. Now to Krieger with it, right side. Now back to Cerneski. That's up, no good. Rebound, Arlen puts it up and good. Second chance opportunity has really helped Antigo tonight. A lot of second chance opportunities, offensive boards. They live in the offensive glass, and that's what they've done tonight. 51-27, Antigo with the lead all the way down now to Jenlin. Jenlin a long two. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound Barnett and stolen away now by Arlen. And Antigo comes down with it. They'll go down the floor. 11:07 to go, 51-27. Antigo with the lead in the basketball. Wikes into Arlen in the lane. Now out to Cerneski in the lane up for two. Too easy for Cerneski. That two is good. 8 points now for Cerneski, 53-27. Antigo back to a 26-point lead. They get it into Albert. Albert to Vacco. And now all the way down to Jenlin. Jenlin into Barnett, but it's tipped by Arlen. Balky comes out of there with it for Tomahawk. Now to Barnett. Dribble up two and no. Rebound gotten by Antigo, but she was stepping out of bounds when she got the basketball. So Tomahawk will get it. Mackey to check in. Schlievy along with Allison Verhassel will come in for the first time for Antigo. Schlievy will come in for a return trip. She's got 13 tonight for the Antigo Red Robins, leading the Antigo Red Robins at points with 17. Sorry, 15 is Tristan Arlen. Tomahawk with the basketball. Vacco in the right corner and a travel by Kiana Vacco. 10:31 to go in this second half. 53-27. Antigo with the 26-point lead. In this girls' basketball matchup here tonight, Tomahawk was looking for their first conference win coming into this one tonight. Wikes gets it now to Krieger, who gets it across the timeline. Driving in the lane now is Wikes. Up for two, no good. Rebound fought for, and it's on the ground. Who's going to get it? Let's just see, everybody. And it is going to be a jump ball as Vacco hit the floor pretty hard. And they're going to say jump ball. Possession to the Hatchets. Vaco's okay. Looks like she's going to try to tough it out and stay in the game. And Vacco inbounds. And Vacco will bring it down the court. 10:12 to go in this second half. Albert to Swan, who's now in the game for the Hatchets. Swan all the way across to Albert. Albert dribbles with the right hand. Now to Mackey. Mackey right on the far baseline. And Mackey drives and lost the ball. Got it back. Now into Swan. Ball's lost. Sleevey grabs it for Antigo. Antigo coming the other way. Coming across the timeline is Wikes for the Red Robins. 9:43 to go. Cerneski drives in the lane. Stops. Up for two in the right elbow. That's no good. Rebound Schlievy of the Antigo Red Robins, but she dribbled it out of bounds, and the Tomahawk Hatchets will go the other way. And Lydia Zert's going to come for Kiana Vacco. And the Tomahawk Hatchets, Lydia Zert will inbound it. And Canavaco will have a chat with the athletic trainer Ryan Flynn after hitting her head on that two possessions ago. Pass is intercepted by Schlievy. She'll put it up. No good. Rebound Cerneski up. No good, but a foul. And free throw is up. Two free throws upcoming. Bryn Balky, first foul. Team second in the half. Hatchets have done a lot better not fouling in this second half. And at the line is Jenna Cerneski for Antigo. Free throw is up and good. She's now got 9 points on the night. Looks like Canavaco's okay. She ends that conversation with athletic trainer Ryan Flynn. Free throw is up and no good. Rebound. Zert grabs it for Tomahawk. Gets it to Mackey. And the Hatchets will come the other way. Also, Haley Liebelt, who left with that shoulder injury in the first half, has been ruled out. Lydia Zert throws it off. Antigo gets it back, shoots a two, no good. Balky, a nice rebound inside, lost the basketball. She's sitting on it. Who's going to grab the basketball? We got a C jump ball. And the possession will belong to the Red Robins on the jump ball. 54-27, Antigo doubling up Tomahawk here tonight, 9:06 to go. All right, bringing it down the floor from left to right for Antigo is Wikes. Dribbles to the right wing. Now kicks it out. Top of the key to Krieger. Guarded by Zert. Krieger. Couple of dribbles with the left hand. Now travels. Good defense there by Lydia Zert. Tomahawk will go the other way. So they've got Swan along with Albert, Mackey, Zert, and Balky out there for Tomahawk. And Swan to inbound. They get it into Albert. Albert will dribble a couple of times. Trying to get it across the timeline. It's tipped and intercepted by Schlieve for the Antigo Red Robins. Across the timeline, it's Wykes. Wykes on the right wing now, guarded by Albert to the free throw line. Now kicks it out Krieger for a long two. That's good. A two for Kaylee Krieger. Her first points of the night. Now an interception put up is good by Cerneski. And it's 58-27 Antigo. All right, Albert across the timeline for Tomahawk. Gets it to Zert left side. Lydia Zert guarded by Krieger. Right side to Mackey. Mackey all the way across to Swan. Thought about the two, trying to get it to Zert. Nearly intercepted. Ball out of bounds off of Antigo. Tomahawk gets it. 8:06 to go in this second half. 58-27 Antigo. Vaco coming back in this time for Claire Albert. And Vaco to inbound it right in front of the Tomahawk bench. Vaco gets it into Swan. Swan trying to get it back to Vaco. Tipped out of bounds again by Krieger of Antigo. And Vaco to inbound. Both of these teams very aggressive on the defensive side, which got to be applauded. The defensive effort has been there on both sides. Mackey on the H of the Hatchets logo for the Hatchets. Spinning around. Tries to get it to Balky. Balky wasn't there, though. Pass goes out of bounds. 7:54 to go. And they're going to say Tomahawk ball. It was off of Antigo, and Antigo going to do a bunch of substitutions here. Coming in is Swizik along with Lenzner, Malone, and Arlen. And they will join Verhassel out there. Vaco along two for Tomahawk. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound is off of Antigo, so it'll be Tomahawk ball again. 7:48 to go. Our next Hatchet Sports broadcast is going to be on Tuesday night. Hockey team going to be back at Sarah Park Heights Arena on Tuesday night. Zach Garner and I will have the broadcast. Hockey team hosting Northland Pines. They got a good victory over Medford in a high-scoring match last night, 8-6. And they'll be at Barron tomorrow for a non-conference battle at 2 o'clock. Wrestling team also in action tomorrow at the Merrill Blue Jay Challenge. 8 a.m. is the opening round for that one tomorrow morning. Barnett with it on the right side for Tomahawk. Dribbles, and the two is blocked by Arlen. Lydia Zert comes out of there with it, gets it back to Barnett. Thought about the three, dribbles with the right hand inside on the right wing, and a foul by Antigo. Let's see who it's on. It is going to be on Tristan Arlen. That'll be her third. Team sixth of the half. Hatchets with just two fouls in the second half. They've been good at not fouling. Vaco into Mackey. Wide open three for Mackey. Off the rim, no good. Rebound off of Antigo. Hatchets will retain possession. All right, Tomahawk to inbound. All right, now the ref's actually going to confer here, and they're going to continue with Tomahawk ball. All right, Vaco to inbound. They get it into Balky, and a foul. That is going to be on Allison Verhassel, her first. Team seventh. Bryn Balky will be at the line to shoot a 1-1. If she makes the first, she gets the second. Bryn Balky with 2 points tonight. She'll try to make that three right here at the free throw line. 58-27. Antigo with the lead. 7:10 to go. Girls basketball in the big Q. Hunter Baumgart with you from the field house. Free throw no good. Rebound by Antigo. Arlen comes out of there with it. Gets it to Swizik, and she'll bring it across the timeline for the Antigo Red Robins as they set their offense. Going from left to right, Hatchets going from right to left in this second half. Timeout, Antigo. 58-27, Antigo with the lead, 6:57 to go in the game. You're listening to Hatchets Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
Build a better salad with Triggs. Fresh Express Salad Blends. Selected varieties, two packages for $4. Grape tomatoes, two dry pints are just $5. Cucumbers, two for $1. Radishes, $1 a bunch. Green onions, three bunches for $2. New York, Texas Toast Crouton, two packages, $3. Ken Salad Dressing, 16-ounce, two bottles are $5. Athenos Feta Crumbles, two assorted packages, $6. Triggs, serving the Northwoods for 50 years.
Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to sponsor Hatchet Sports and the athletes who participate. Located in downtown Tomahawk, Tomahawk Appliance and Home is your local appliance and home dealer. Whether you're looking for a new refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, TV, mattress, or furniture, you can shop local by shopping at Tomahawk Appliance and Home. They represent quality and affordability, are knowledgeable, and stand behind their products. Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor.
Red Robins with a 58-27 lead on Tomahawk here as we play with 6:57 to go in the ball game. Anago to inbound. Out of the Anago timeout. Malone, top of the key here for the Red Robins. Zert guarding her. Malone now tries to get it to Swizik and does. Swizik drives, and it is going to be a foul on Vaco. That's her first. Team's third of the half, and Anago to inbound under the basket on the baseline. Swizik gets it into Verhassel for a two. That's no good. Arlen the rebound up for two and good. Tristan Arlen has really, the rebounds for Arlen and the putback points have been impressive for Tristan Arlen. Mackey brings it down 60-27. Hatchet's down by 33. Two is good for Bryn Balky. She's had a productive second half. 60-29 the score, 6:26 to go in the game. Across the timeline, it's Swizik for Anago, guarded by Vaco. She drives in the lane and just ran into Mackey. And they're going to call a foul. Swizik is still down over there on the far baseline. And foul is on Emily Mackey. That's her fifth. So that is going to be the end of the night for Emily Mackey. She'll foul out with five fouls as they tend to Keelan Swizik over there on the baseline. And while they do, we will take a quick timeout. Anago 60, Hatchet's 29, 6:18 to go in this second half. You're listening to Hatchet's Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
Dr. Emily from Bowman Chiropractic of Tomahawk is proud to join the Hatchet Sports broadcast family. Dr. Emily is a proud alum of Tomahawk High School and happy to be back in Tomahawk and excited to welcome new patients of all ages to her practice. Call 453-2515 to schedule your appointment or for more information. Also online at bowmanchiro.wi.com. Dr. Emily from Bowman Chiropractic of Tomahawk, happy to be a part of the Tomahawk community and wish the Hatchets good luck.
The team at Tomahawk Louisiana Pacific Mill hope that you're enjoying our radio broadcast of this exciting Hatchet sporting event. Team Tomahawk at LP is proud to support our Hatchet student athletes and coaching staffs. Louisiana Pacific employees are dedicated to making the Tomahawk area a great place to live and raise their families. They're honored to give back to our community, our schools, churches, city projects, and organizations, large and small. Good luck, Hatchets, from everyone at Team Tomahawk, the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill.
Swizik was helped off the court by athletic trainer Ryan Flynn and the head coach of the Anago Red Robins, Carla Wisbroker. Looked to be a left leg injury, so she'll be tended to over there, maybe a left ankle. We shall see. But she is out of the game for now. Malone, the two, no good for Anago, and Tomahawk will go down the floor. Zert. Left side now to Barnett. Barnett in the lane and good. Gracie Barnett for two. She's now got 10 points tonight. Eight in the second half. All right. Cerneski up for two, no good. Rebound is gotten by Lenzner, and the two is no good. Out of bounds off of Tomahawk. Anago retains possession. 60-31. Anago with the lead, 5:43 to go. All right. Anago to inbound. For Hassel, gets it into Malone, left side, drives lane, up for two. That's off the rim and in, and the foul. Malone gets the two to go. So she'll go to line and try to get a three-point play. Lydia Zert called for her second foul, team's fifth of the half. And the free throw upcoming to try to make it a three-point play. Free throw is up and off the front of the rim. No good. Lydia Zert gets the rebound. Zert right side to Vaco. Vaco across the timeline here for the Hatchets to Albert. Albert trying to get it back to Vacco. It's tipped, and Vacco somehow comes out of there with it. Barnett now with it on the right wing. Barnett drives, baseline, kicks it out to Vacco. Vacco with it, guarded by Cerneski. Hands it off to Albert, top of the circle. Albert thought about a long two, now kicks it out right side to Barnett. Barnett back to Vacco, left side, deep two for Vacco. That's off the backboard, no good. Arlen the rebound, and the Anago Red Robins come the other way with it. 5:04 to go, 62-31 Anago. Malone, top of the key, guarded by Zert, right at the center circle. Left side now to Lenzner, guarded by Albert. And a shot is an air ball. Barnett comes out of there with it for the Hatchets. They'll go the other way. Now to Albert. Albert to Vacco. Vacco all the way to Arlen of Anago. An errant pass. Arlen with it on the left side. Stops. Tries to get it in. Intercepted. Intercepted by Tomahawk. Had to see if they come out of there with it, and they do. Albert with it on the right side. Now left side to Zert. Zert a deep three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, and coming out of there with it is Cerneski of Anago. Cerneski across the timeline for the Red Robins, guarded by Vacco. Cerneski on the T of the Hatchets logo. Left side now, left wing. It is a two in the lane, no good. I think they got a foul, though, before the shot was tried by Lenzner. Let's see. Foul is going to be on Claire Albert. Team's sixth, her second. And Anago is going to inbound. So, yes, it was not on the shot. It was before the shot. Coming in is Jen Lynn for the Hatchets, along with Gracie Long, as Zert and Barnett check out for the Hatchets. 4:07 to go, 62-31 the score. Also, Schlievy coming back in now for the Red Robins. They give it to her up for two. That's off the rim, no good. Tipped out of bounds by Anago. Hatchets will get possession. Levy, 5'11", the tallest on the floor, and she has shown her height tonight. A lot of boards for her, some putback points. She's got 13 tonight. She averages 11.5 per game. Their best player. Albert will bring it down the floor for the Tomahawk Hatchets with 4 minutes to go. Gets it to Vacco, right side. Vacco, left side to Jenlin. Jenlin now to Albert. Albert with it. Top of the key. Now to Vacco, and throws it away. So Anago will have the basketball. 3:49 to go, 62-31. Anago with the lead. We'll also have boys basketball coming up next week, in addition to hockey on Tuesday night, boys basketball on Friday night, as they host Rhinelander, the Highway 8 rivalry, as they say. I don't know if anybody says, but I do. Two is good by Cerneski, and it's 64-31 Anago. Vacco coming with a head of steam down the floor, stops on a dime, loses the basketball, gets it back, tries to get it to Albert, does on the far baseline. Oh, playing with fire there, trying to pass it up and down the baseline. Albert tries to get it to Vacco. It's intercepted by Arlen. Tristan Arlen down the floor, up for two. That is no good. Albert tried to take the charge, did a backwards somersault, which is impressive in its own right, and that is out of bounds off of Anago. Tomahawk will get it with 3:11 to play. Vacco to inbound it here for Tomahawk. They get it into Albert. Much less pressure in the backcourt by the Anago defense. They just send one defender back there instead of the three that they had middle of the game. And the pass is tipped. Vacco comes out of there with it. Vacco in the lane, lost the basketball. Grabbing it is Gracie Long. She tries to get it to Albert, and it is grabbed by Anago, and a travel by the Red Robins. Cerneski with the travel. And Tomahawk will get the basketball with 2:55 to go. Vacco to inbound. Vacco into Albert. Albert with it on the tee. The Hatchets logo will now cross the timeline. Right side to Vacco. Vacco right wing. Skip pass all the way across left side to Balky. Balky down the baseline out of Jenlin. Lane line extend, free throw line extended. No good. And that is out of bounds off of Tomahawk. Anago will go the other way with 2:41 to go. All right. Anago coming down the court. It's Wykes. Guarded by Balky. Now right wing to Schlievy. Schlievy guarded by Jenlin. Giving her some space there on the right wing. Now Schlievy going to drive. Kick. Three by Cerneski. That's off the net and no good. Albert comes out of there with it. 2:22 to go. Albert trying to bring it up the floor. Guarded by Krieger. Gets it across the timeline. Albert gets by Schlievy to Jenlin at the free throw line. Right side to Long. Long, double guarded there in the corner. Gets it out to Albert. Now to Vacco, top of the key. Left side to Balky. Good ball movement here for the Hatchets, and a travel by Balky. 2:04 to go. That was some good passes by the Hatchets, and that's been their bugaboo tonight is the passing. They just have either thrown it out of bounds, overthrown players, thrown interceptions, thrown it away. That's been the story of the night for Tomahawk and why they're down 64-31, the turnovers. All right, Antigo will now have Verhassel, Schlieve, Lenzner, Krieger, and Malone out there as they substitute in. Three for Krieger. Good. Kaylee Krieger for three. 67-31, a minute 52 to go. Vaco right side to Albert, trying to get across the timeline and does. Albert right on the baseline. Now out to Vaco. Vaco left side to Balky. Balky for three. That's off nothing. Air ball, long the rebound, long for two. Gracie Long on the board for the first time tonight. The freshman, it's 67-33 with a minute 30 to go. Malone across the timeline for Antigo. Driving kicks, three for Krieger. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Lenzner, up for two. Good of the foul. Gets the friendly roll. Lenzner gets the two. And the free throw is going to be on Ella Jenlin, her third. And Lenzner will be at the line to shoot one free throw to try to make it a three-point play and get Antigo to 70. And Antigo's free throw is Lenzner up and no good, but a lane violation actually on Antigo. So Hatchets will get the basketball. 1:21 to go in this second half, 69-33. Antigo with the lead. Hatchets coming into this game had not scored more than 18 in a conference game, so a step in the right direction, scoring 33 so far tonight with a minute 15 left. Albert going to pass it to Vaco. Vaco down to Balky, trying to get it into Long, and it's bounced around, and Antigo with a double dribble, so Tomahawk will get the basketball under their basket, a minute 06 to go. Vaco to inbound. Our next sports broadcast, Sunday Night Football, coming your way on Sunday night, 6:30 pregame, 7:20 kickoff. Raiders and Chargers, winner take all, winner goes to the playoffs. Vaco drives, loses the basketball, and Antigo comes out of there with it. Schlieve with a block shot and a forced turnover on that possession. Impressive for Sophie Schlieve, their best player, and she's got 13 tonight. She's going to drive baseline, put it up for two, a floater, no good. Out of bounds on Tomahawk. Antigo will retain possession with 43.8 seconds to go. Arlen will come in for Schlieve, so I bet Schlieve's night is over at 13 points tonight. Averages 11.5, so about what she does per game. All right, Antigo to inbound. It'll be Verhassel to inbound. Tries to get into Arlen. It's tipped. And it's taken away by Albert. Albert to Vaco. Vaco to Albert. Across the timeline here for the Hatchets. In the lane, posts up for two, blocked by Arlen. Arlen comes out and gives it to Krieger. Now to Malone. She'll bring it up the floor for the Antigo Red Robins. All right, bring it down the floor is Malone. And a push. Going to be called on Tomahawk with 21.5 seconds left. That'll be on Bryn Balky, her second foul. And the Hatchets have had many more fouls in the second half of the second half. They had just two fouls with 9.5 left in this second half, but have had 6 since. They have 8 now, and Malone, free throw is good. She's now got 11 points, and that gets Ann to go to 70. Couple of dribbles. Free throw is up and good. 2 for 2 at the line goes Malone. 71-33. 20 seconds remain in this one tonight. Left side, it's Balky. Balky guarded by a couple of Antigo Red Robins. Ball tipped away. Antigo comes out of there with it with 10 seconds remaining. Malone can dribble out the clock if she'd prefer. She goes across the timeline with 4, with 3. And that will do it as she'll shoot a 3 at the buzzer and no good. And that is the end of the game here tonight. The Antigo Red Robins with a win tonight over Tomahawk by a final score of 71-33. And the Antigo Red Robins improved to 2-12 on the season, 2-3 in the conference. Hatchets fall to 3-8 overall, 0-6 in the conference this season. Once again, our final, Antigo 71, Tomahawk 33. We'll be back with the totals and summaries after this. You're listening to Hatchets Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
Now that the holidays are over, you might be finding yourself trying to climb out of debt from those high-interest credit cards you signed up for. Well, Park City Credit Union wants to help you get out of debt quicker with a no-fee balance transfer on your credit cards. They're offering a 3.99% annual percentage rate for 9 months on a credit card balance transfer to Park City Credit Union. Make your transfer from new and existing Park City cards for a limited time only, so transfer your credit card balance to a lower-interest credit card today and help get your new year off on the right start. Again, that's a no-fee balance transfer on new and existing Park City credit cards with a 3.99% APR for 9 months at Park City Credit Union. A balance transfer with your high-interest cards is a great start for anyone looking to get back on track with their finances in the new year. Visit their website, parkcitycu.org, for complete details. Terms and conditions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, would like to wish our Hatchet student athletes and coaches the best of luck during this sports event and all season long. PCA is proud to serve customers' needs with containerboard products throughout the country, producing over 3.9 million tons of craft linerboard annually. Our PCA mill is Sustainable Forestry Initiative certified. Everyone at PCA Tomahawk salutes our student athletes for their hard work and dedication.
This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics, providing a professional service to families right here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. At Fairman Orthodontics, we offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic care in a relaxed, family-friendly environment with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces and Invisalign, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve your overall confidence. Call 715-359-1910 to schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or me, Dr. Jen. You're just a phone call away to achieving the smile you've always wanted. That's 715-359-1910. We are proud to have been providing exceptional orthodontics for every age for over 36 years, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
Final score here tonight in girls basketball. Antigo gets the win over Tomahawk. Final score 71-33. And let's go over the scoring here tonight for the Tomahawk Hatchets. Leading them with 10 was Gracie Barnett, 6 points for Claire Albert. Also, 3 points for Ella Jenlin, 2 points for Emily Mackey, 2 points for Erikiana Bacco, 2 points for Haley Liebelt, and also 2 points for Lydia Zert and Gracie Long. For the Antigo Rider Robins, they were led by Tristan Arlen. She had 17 points, 13 points for Sophie Schlevy, 12 points for Nevaeh Malone, 11 points for Jenna Cerneski, and also 7 points from Lily Wykes, 5 points from Kaylee Krieger, and 2 points from Allison Verhassel, or sorry, Lauren Lenzner, beg your pardon, not Verhassel, Lenzner with two, and Swizik with two as well for the Antigo Red Robins, who improved to 2-12 on the season, 2-3 in the conference. Hatchets fall to 3-8 on the season, 0-6 in the conference. Well, the next game for the Tomahawk Hatchet girls basketball team will be here against Abbotsford on Tuesday night. Then they'll travel to Rhinelander next Friday. Antigo is hosting Rhinelander on Tuesday, their girls basketball team there. Our next Hatchet Sports broadcast will be Tuesday night, but it'll be over at Sarah Park Ice Arena as the Hatchets hockey team hosts Northland Pines in a game rescheduled from December. So we're looking forward to that one. 6:35, Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show. 7 o'clock, opening faceoff between Tomahawk and Northland Pines. Zach Garner and myself will have the broadcast on Tuesday night. Then next Friday night, a week from tonight, we'll be back here at the Fieldhouse as the Hatchet boys basketball team hosts Rhinelander. They are also playing tonight in Antigo. Check out the sports report tomorrow morning for the final on that one. One quick note as well. I want to send thoughts and prayers to a neighbor I lived with or lived by when I lived in La Crosse. Had surgery today, so thoughts and prayers to him. And a shout-out to him. Great guy. Always has a smile on his face. Went into surgery this morning. So sending my thoughts and prayers and best wishes to him tonight. Once again, our final score here tonight at the Fieldhouse. Antigo, 71. Tomahawk, 33 in girls basketball. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. This has been Hatchet's Girls Basketball on WJJQ. Good night.
You have been listening to exclusive coverage of Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Hatchet Sports is a presentation of Fairman Orthodontics, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Mirror Electric, Cracker Barrel, United Steelworkers International 248, Park City Credit Union, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Tomahawk Ace Hardware, Rhinelander Auto Center, Tomahawk Builder Supply, Mitch Bayer Construction, IAM, Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Custom Accounting Services, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Hilgi's LP Gas, Heritage Chevrolet, Tomahawk Community Bank, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Bowman Chiropractic Center, Tomahawk Eye Care, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk McDonald's, and Shuni Trucking and Excavating. Join us again soon for more Tomahawk Hatchet play-by-play sports action on WJJQ.